If you've ever tried to download audio or video on your computer, you've probably encountered a bewildering array of what come to be called media players, and choosing between them can be tricky. NPR's Jesse Baker has this report on the media player wars.
There's something to hate in every media player.
It's always telling me I gotta download something extra because something's missing. I hate QuickTime with an absolute passion.
Kristen St. John, a manager at the Arthritis Foundation, likes to watch video and listen to radio on her computer, but is fed up with her media player.
Windows Media Player, it opens up in your Internet Explorer. So if I'm not paying attention at all and close it, that's the end of my radio station.
There are three major media players, and St. John hates them all. There's Windows Media Player from Microsoft, Real Player from Real Networks, and Apple Computer's QuickTime. The good news? The software is free. The bad news? The three act like squabbling siblings in the backseat of the family's minivan, pushing and shoving, each determined to be the favorite. PC World Magazine senior editor Eric Dahl.
If there is a video player war being fought, then that's one of the battlefields. They all try to be the one place you go to play every single one of these files.
In other words, installing one can override the other two. And not every player understands every format. Even people in the industry are frustrated. StreamingMedia.com president Dan Rayburn.
It's still not easy enough for a consumer. You'll click on a link and you'll get an error. You know, it'll say like error 401. Well, a consumer doesn't know what 401 means.
And here's another problem. Some websites only work with certain players. For example, NPR.org provides users the option of using Real Player or Windows Media Player. If QuickTime is your player of choice, sorry.
Which player is best? It depends who you are, what you're using it for, and what the environment is that you're in.
If you're looking for one player that does it all, Rayburn says the technology just isn't there yet. You still need all three. But there is more content available in the Windows Media Player format than any other. Plus, Windows Media Player will automatically update itself so you don't have to. So it looks like the Media Player wars will continue for now, along with all the confusion and the frustration. Jesse Baker, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.